Hi, let's do a person by the name of Shannon, first name, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Winnie, last name, W-I-N-N-I-E, no, I think it's Winnie, first name, last name, Shannon, sorry, Winnie, first name, last name, Shannon. Date of birth is 1-19-30. This is a 95-year-old woman who was placed in hospice last in 2023 when her doctor felt like patient no longer was a candidate for any other aggressive treatment. She's having a hard time to get to the doctor's office. She's been diagnosed with dementia for some time. Period. As far as her dementia is concerned, she's now in bed per her daughter Cindy, 16 to 18 hours a day. She's sleeping most of the time. She's had significant decline in the past 3 to 6 months where she's not able to walk. She's totally bedbound, confused, nonverbal from oriented to person, very confused, Sundowner syndrome. At night, she gets very mean, in quotation, per her daughter Cindy, who's her caregiver. She's lost weight. Her appetite is diminished. Period. She also suffers from hypothyroidism, secondary to thyroidectomy, but has no other medical issues. Period. She was never a heavy smoker or drinker. She's been a widow since 2019. And she's from St. Louis originally. Period. She has a KPS score of 40%. Bedbound, totally, ADL dependent, totally, confused, oriented to person only, decreased appetite, childlike appetite, edema of the lower extremity, mild, most likely related to protein, calorie, malnutrition. Her daughter's done a wonderful job turning her every 2 hours to keep from developing any type of breakdown on her back. Period. New paragraph, given the natural progression of her disease, especially the changes in the past 3 months, patient is expected to die in the next 6 months. Thank you. Call this face-to-face on top and date it for Saturday, October 27th at 26th at 11:30 a.m. Thank you.